The word scroll, it means revelation. Somebody say revelation. This revelation is about self, about an event, about future, about your healing, about breakthrough, about marriage. It could be a scroll. Please, whenever you hear me saying scroll, I mean revelation. So scroll, it means revelation about something. In other words, it is a written epistle, a document that is written. This document is talking about what God is saying about your healing, or what God is saying about your calling. Each one of you that are here or watching me, wherever you're watching me from, your calling has got a scroll. In other words, a revelation about who you are, what is going to happen, and exactly how far you will go. About your marriage, there is something written. In the book of Isaiah 34, verse 16, it talks of this scroll. Can you read there? It says, search from the book of the Lord and read. None of these shall fail, not one shall lack her mate. For the mouth of the Lord has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Did you hear the word? Book of the Lord. Okay. Now go back in the same scripture and look in NIV. In NIV, it says what? Look in the scroll. Meaning to say, it says none of them will be missing their mates. Meaning every woman you see, there is a man that God prepared for them.
Yes.
Scripture says none of them shall lack her mate. For the spirit of the soul, there is something written about every woman and about her mate. It's not talking about man. It's talking about woman. Every woman, God says, am I talking to you? If you see, it's so common that more women are single than actually men. So scripture addresses them to say, there is a man of you that is written in the scroll. So the Bible says, read in the scroll.
Yes.
You, every woman, there is a scroll written of you. I'm trying to talk to somebody here. Go back in the scripture. It says what? Look in the scroll of the Lord. So there is a scroll of the Lord where your marriage is written. There is a scroll of the Lord where your calling in details, it is written. Your marriage, it is written. This is where when I prophesy to you, all right, it is known as a word of prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. It is not full prophecy. It is a word. It is a drop of water from the ocean. There is so much God is saying about you. When an angel came with a message to Jesus, I mean to Mary about Jesus, he never spoke a lot. You shall conceive, you shall have a son. His name shall be Jesus. Jesus had two names. Emmanuel, given by prophets, and Jesus, given by an angel. I'm trying to talk to people. So Isaiah gave the name Emmanuel. Isaiah was a prophet. An angel gave the name Jesus. So you can see that the prophecy about Jesus is being given by Isaiah, just a word, that he shall be Emmanuel, which means God with us. But then an angel continues that prophecy to say he will be more than God with us. He will be Jesus. The word Jesus means Savior. Yeshua, Savior. So there is a continuation. Then the book of Hebrews chapter 1. Scripture continues that he inherited the most excellent name. Philippians, it says, by that name every knee must bow. But all this wasn't given to Mary. Are you understanding? So if I give you a prophecy, or when I give you a word of knowledge, or when you download a word of wisdom or knowledge, you say, I'm a woman of God, or I'm a man of God, or God wants to use me. It does not end there. There is a scroll of you. There is a revelation of what you shall become, or what you must become. What you become, it is your scroll. What you are right now, it is not yet your scroll. A scroll, it is when the revelation has been revealed, or or you have become it. So when you become what God said, Maruve hinta, rakia mahanda, lasu enta kapahatia. Imagine that the man at the beautiful gate, he's standing there. Where was the healing? The healing was in rising up and in walking. When Peter came, he said, rise up and walk. That's a scroll. But scripture is so clear. It talks of a scroll which was there, but it was sealed. What we have right now, everybody who's watching me now, they are looking for a scroll, a breakthrough. They are looking for healing. They're looking for deliverance. What you're looking for is a scroll. It is what is said of you, who you are. But the Bible says the scroll was sealed with its seven seals. Now, we must understand the meaning of a seal. A seal, both prophetically and biblically, or theologically, it simply means a trouble, a pain, a trial, persecution. Now, let's look at it. So if a seal represents pain, a problem, a trial, a delay, a sickness, anything that is not good, it is known as a seal. Meaning to say, when he saw the scroll, the revelation, what was there was for the whole world to be saved. But this thing, this good thing that is going to happen, it was wrapped with the seven problems, seven seals. And the problems which wrapped them were so strong. And the scripture says, when I saw, there was no one to loose them in heaven and on earth, even under the earth. And I cried because there was nobody who could break the seals. Am I talking to you? Now, what are the seals? Problems. And what is the scroll? Revelation. So scripture says there was nobody to do what? To break what? I mean, to break the what? The seals, and to open the scrolls. I want you to hear this. Are you understanding? Now, I just want you to hear this, wherever you're watching me from. So when the Bible says, when I saw, then the scripture says, and behold, the Lamb of God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, has prevailed to open, to break the seals and to open the scroll. It doesn't just say, who was slain, the Lion of Judah, who was slain? Now, we are seeing here the Bible explaining that pain of going on the cross is a seal. Am I talking to you? The pain Jesus would endure, it is the seal the Bible is talking about. Now, let's read it from verse 3. Let's continue reading it from verse 3.
But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals. Then I saw the Lamb looking as if it had been slain.
Exactly.
Standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The Lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which they are prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal."
You are worthy to what?
To open the scroll.
To open the scroll. What's a scroll?
Revelation.
And to?
To open its seals.
What are the seals?
Problems.
Why? Why are you worthy? Because?
You are worthy because you were slain.
Okay.
And with your blood, you purchased for God's best persons.
So what's, when he was slain there, it is talking about what? The pain he had to go through. He said what? It's the seal. And out of that pain, what happened? He purchased for God persons from every tribe
and language and people and nation.
You hear that? So we see that Jesus is worthy because he went through a pain. And through the pain he went through, he purchased us. Are you seeing the scroll? What is the scroll? What's the revelation here? Our salvation. He purchased us. So the pain he had was not just the pain he has to go through. But behind that pain that he was facing, that seal he was going through, the problem he was going through, there was a purpose, because it was to purchase you, to save you. There was a promotion coming. And because of that, now you see Jesus, the whole heavens worshiping and bowing. If Jesus didn't go through that and prevailed the seals, angels would never bow to him. But the reason heaven bowed, the reason angels sang a new song, it is because Jesus was worthy. Now the question is, are you worthy? Now, if you have a neighbor, ask your neighbor, are you worthy? In verse 2, what angels are asking, now look at that verse, what angels are asking, "And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, who is worthy to break the seals." Now let's look at this. If seals are problems, how many here are facing a problem, or one or two or three? I want to see your hand up. Or you have a calling and you are just failing to break through in your calling. I want to see your hand up. Or you have something that you want to do, but you are facing a resistance. Now, what you are facing, it is not known as a problem in the spirit. In the spirit, it is known as a seal. Some of you have got two seals. Some of you have got four seals. Some of you have got seven seals. Now, seals are what? Come on, say it louder. Seals are what?
Problems.
Now, so the Bible says behind the seal. The question is, who is worthy to break the seal? Meaning, heaven is expecting you to break that problem you have. Heaven is expecting you to break it until you get your revelation. To break it until you get your healing. To break it until you get what God wanted you to become. The question of angels, it is not who is worthy to be in the seal. Because almost everybody is in the seal. Almost everyone is in problem. But the question is, who is worthy? It isn't saying who's going to break it. But there is a certain worthiness. There is a certain ability where you become worthy. That what God gives you an ability to break. I'm seeing somebody about to break their seal. I'm trying to talk to somebody right here. Now, before we go further, I want each one of you, I'm going to give you a second. Think how many seals you have. Marriage seal. Financial seal. Or a calling seal. Or what seal are you facing? Because, listen to me, we have to break them. But have you seen everybody else in church today? They are fasting, they are praying for their seals to be broken. But scripture isn't just saying you should break your seals. Scripture is saying, are you worthy? Let me say it again. Are you worthy? I know my problem will come out. Yarukapa. The issue is not about breaking what? The seals. The issue is, do you qualify? Because the angel isn't asking about who's going to break it. The angel is saying, who is worthy? This is why I can have a problem, you can have a problem, he can have a problem, but one of us is going to break free. Because in heaven, they don't look at who's having a seal. They look at who is worthy. Let's stop here. Ask your neighbor, are you worthy? Ask your neighbor, are you worthy? There's a certain worthiness. You must qualify. Amen. To break. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Am I talking to somebody right? Yes. Somebody say, I must qualify. Do you know the things I'm going through? Do you know it's a seal? Do you know the things I'm passing through? Do you know it's a seal? There are seals around me. Do you know when Jesus was arrested and taken to Pilate? Pilate was talking, moving around, looking at Jesus. Jesus told Pilate, he said, you Pilate, don't think I am here because of your power. Jesus said, it is God who allowed this to happen. Am I talking to somebody right here? Because Jesus knew it. It was a seal. Behind his death, there was a resurrection. There was a scroll. Tell your neighbor, behind my suffering, there is a scroll, there is a promotion, there is a lifting up. Listen to me, when you suffer from today, anything you will suffer, I'm telling you, behind it, there is a promotion. If there is a woman who's not married and there is no man, you are being mistreated, behind you, there is a wonderful husband. Can I prophesy? The problem is you are tired. That's the problem. Somebody say, this is a seal.
This is a seal.
It's a seal. Do you know a seal? A seal. A seal. If I seal this pulpit, you want to see it. Do you understand?
Yes.
So a problem will seal who you are. Like some of you, you are billionaires, but right now, debt and poverty has sealed your money. So what we are seeing, it is what has sealed the actual thing inside. So we have to break to get what is inside. We have to break the seal. But not everybody is qualified. There are spiritual and prophetic qualifications. This is why it's not everybody who can pray for people to be healed. It's not everybody who can tell you to say tomorrow morning you'll be employed, and you'll be employed indeed. There's a certain worthiness. The question is, are you worthy? I'm not talking about entering heaven here. There is nothing we can do. Jesus did it already. Okay? Jesus did that already. But we are talking about breaking the seal in order to open the scroll. This is to do with our daily life. We meet seals. Because when we say seals, you know, there are people who are very, they'll be like, no, I did theology, what you're saying, shut up. I'm not doing theology here. Is it theology? This is theology. This is common sense. The Bible is talking about a seal. A seal in the Bible represents trouble, problem. And the question is so simple. Who's worthy? Who's worthy? You are meeting a temptation. You are meeting something that is weighing you down. Are you worthy? Somebody say, every seal in my life, I command to be broken. Listen, there's a revelation. There is something that God is saying about you. I was telling Apostle here today, we're coming there, and I said, do you know the time I'm in Malawi right now? I said, there is something that I'm doing that is going to give a certain identity in the spirit. How I will live here can qualify or can disqualify me. So that what God put there to say, if you do this, I'm going to break that. Quickly, let me just give you this in a minute. In Genesis 37, we see Joseph having a dream. We're going to read this because of time. Let's read it. Okay, Genesis 37. I want you to read it for me, right? In Genesis 37, verse 5 to 11, what's there?
Now, Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more.
What was the dream?
So he said to them, please hear this dream which I have dreamt. There were binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, myself arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf. And his brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words.
Wait, let's just stop there for now. Since you have learned, what was he seeing there? He was seeing what? What was he getting? That was revelation. What is it called in the Bible? Revelation is what?
Scroll.
A scroll. You understand? How many of you here have got that revelation or a dream? You see yourself being successful or having this or the Lord using you or having that company or doing this. Whatsoever you download as a child of God, it is a scroll. But that scroll has got seals. You are facing problems to get where you want to get. Those are seals. The question is, will you break the seals to get into the scroll? Now, so Joseph sees a revelation where his brothers will bow to him and he will reign over them. Beyond his brothers, he will be a prime minister of Egypt. But that is a scroll. It's a revelation. As you're watching me right now, you have a word. You know where you want to go. There's a destiny that God spoke to you. You can see it, but you are failing to get into it because there are so many seals. Now, let's look one of the seals of Joseph. Now, he has a dream. He has a revelation. He has a scroll. But what happens to him? In Genesis 39, verse 20 to 23, what happens to him?
Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in the prison.
Stop there. What is that? Now, I want you to answer me wherever you're watching from. What is that?
It's a seal.
What is that?
It's a seal.
It's a seal.
Yes.
Is it a problem being in a prison?
Yes.
Yeah. Then if it's a problem, it's a what?
It's a seal.
It's a seal. But now, will he break that seal and become the scroll he saw? What was a scroll? What did he see? Now, come on, I want everybody to answer me. What is the scroll he saw in a dream? That his brothers, he will be a leader, he will have dominion. He saw that. Are we together?
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes.
But then, what does he face?
Seal.
A seal. We have just seen one seal here. The first seal was rejection. Immediately, his brothers hated him. On the same verse, when he told his brothers the dream, seals started. His brothers hated him. Some of you are facing the seal of hatred. People just hate you. Whether at your work, whether in ministry, you have just this seal where people hate you. Not only that, his own brothers sold him another seal. Not only that, but Potiphar's wife wanted to rape him. And he's put in prison another seal. Now you tell me, what is the scroll he has? What is the revelation he has? My brothers bow to me. I'll be a leader. But what he saw, it seems now to be what? To be impossible. I saw this, but I'm in prison. Some of you, God said you'll be a billionaire, but now you're in debt.
Yes.
How possible? God said you are a rich woman, but you are in financial crisis. The question that the angel is asking, who is worthy to break the seals and to open the scroll? Stand up on your feet. In Genesis 41, from verse 38, Scripture says what?
And Pharaoh said to his
servant. Someone said breaking the seal.
Breaking the seal.
Huh? What happened now? The man who's in prison, what is being said?
Can we find such as one as this? A man in whom is the Spirit of God?
Imagine.
Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and as wise as you.
Mm-hmm.
You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you.
Someone said promotion.
Promotion.
He became second in charge of the whole Egypt.
Seal broken.
Is the seal still there?
No.
Is prison still there?
Mm-mm. Seal's broken.
Who is worthy? Listen, it's not about breaking the seal, it's about worthiness.
Yes.
And on Sunday, I'll be teaching you this password. What qualified him? Do you know that there was a prison where Peter was? And the previous night, James was in the same prison. But James was killed with a sword. And he was a disciple of Jesus. Same prison when Peter was put, same night, an angel came and opened it for him. What causes worthiness?
Yes.
That the same trouble you have, others have testimony by now. And you don't. Someone say October to remember. Say it again. Say October to remember.
October to remember.
Say the sea will be broken.